Tonight, let's give a real warm welcome to our 10-minute speaker, Steve from San Diego.
My name is Ski. I'm an alcoholic. And I come into the program in 1959. And I was in it for 4 years, but a little over 4 years. And I went out and I drank for 2 hours. I drank 2 hours and came back the next day. The way I did that was I was a Marine when I come into the program. And I retired from MCRD, or rather Pendleton, and I was a gunnery sergeant when I retired. And I loved the Marine Corps, but I got out and I had to go to the post office. I went to the post office and got another good job. And so while I was at the post office, they put me on nights. I was working nights, and they were telling me that I'd have to work 6 days a week with no overtime. Yeah? You just got straight time if you were a sub. And so I had to work 6 days a week till midnight, from 3 in the afternoon. And as I did this, I was missing meetings, and it got easier and easier to miss meetings. And I had over 4 years when that one day came when I was driving a special delivery wagon. I drove a special delivery wagon, and it was a good job, real light, and no heavy mail, and I thought it was great, except it cut off my meetings. And I went to, meetings until I had one a week, and that wasn't enough for me. That was Sunday. And I got to where I was talking to myself driving a station wagon. I was saying, nothing's happening to me, nothing good, nothing bad, nothing's happening. And by the time I got off work, I said, if nothing happens by Saturday, I'm going to make something happen. I said, I'll show them for not paying attention to me anymore. I thought they should treat me like a newcomer, And I said, I'll get even with them. I'll get even with them. I'll kill them and, what I wanted to do was punish them, for goofing me up. So and by the time I got off work, I said, why wait till Saturday? And I went to 17th Street, the bar in the basement down there. And I went in there and got drunk. I didn't get any drinks from them. But I walked in and I shook and trembled so badly that I couldn't ask for a drink. And I walked out the door without drinking. And I thought, what are you, a man or a mouse? Why are you scared? And I drove down to the Chi-Chi Club. All the high places. And I said, I walked in there, and on the way there, I was saying the serenity prayer to give me the courage to drink. And I went in there and I had a shot of whiskey and I thought, my car's on Broadway. I'm going to get another 502. That'll be three of them. 502 is what they used to give you before the other one. You know what are you getting now? Anyway, I got in my car and I drove it right a block from my house. And I parked it so that I could walk home. And I went in a turf club and I ordered, kept ordering drinks and telling them, hurry up, I'm in a hurry, I only got about a half hour to go. This is after midnight. And so I bought a bottle of vodka and I met a blonde and I took the blonde and the vodka home. She might be in this room now. You know? and had a drinking party. And the cops came. They took her, I guess, because she disappeared. And they took they closed my bar. I woke up in the morning and I'm looking at the three fingers of vodka on the refrigerator. And I thought, if I drink that, I got to go get more. To get to the refrigerator, I had to walk four steps. And I thought, I can pick up the telephone and I wouldn't have to walk. And I called up Nina from South Bay. She passed away a long time ago. But she's the one I talked to. I talked to 10 minutes. I didn't need a drink. I knew I didn't have to drink at all. And I hadn't had a drink since. And that's the way it went. I did a lot of things in my time that's still going around. I made 34 trips to Slovakia, Czechoslovakia, sneaking books in during the communist era. Taking things, I helped them start a few meetings, and I helped wherever I could. I never claimed to start the group, but I was there when we started them. Yeah, and I appreciate the opportunity I had to start some Slovak groups and get all my relatives to get help. Yeah. And I'm really grateful that I had this opportunity to do this. You know, it's really good. Thank you.